Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I need you to have your listening ears on. And we're talking about the kingdom dominion, the mandate that we have. And take notes, listen carefully, listen prudently, listen to what God is saying through me, and start taking notes or start making sure that you do what you hear. Don't just hear. Because faith without work is dead. So when God blessed mankind in Genesis 1:28, we know this, we've heard this. When He blessed mankind, He empowered us. He empowered us to prosper. He empowered us to be fruitful. He empowered us to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue the earth. And He also empowered us to have dominion over everything in the earth. God created everything. And then He created us in His image and His likeness. And then He gave us authority over everything He created. Do you know you got authority over what God's created? Amen. So a lot of people say, well, you know, God is sovereign and He'll do what He wants to do. He'll do what He wants to do through you. Amen. There are certain things that the sovereignty of God cannot be touched, like the end times, the Antichrist, the false prophet. That's going to happen. The earthquakes doubling up, all that kind of stuff will happen. But as far as control and speaking into the atmosphere and making change in the world, God can change the world with your words. Amen. Yes, amen. You're going to have to get this. We have a God-given, a God-called, a God-supplied mandate. Everything you ever need to fulfill your call and your mandate is already yours. It's already yours. If you need the money, if God told you you're going to start a feeding scheme, it's already available. He's already got all the supplies that you need for whatever it is you're called to do. Amen. And we saw that before, but we have got to make declaration. We have got to decree. We've got to prophesy. We've got to release faithful words, and we've got to speak those words. Amen? We must decree. Job 22, verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you." This is God telling us. A voice translation says, "You will pronounce something to be, and He will make it so." Amen. If you release faithful words into the atmosphere, if you release faith-filled words, it commits God to make it good. Amen. If you release faithful words that God said, it commits Him to watch over His word and make it come to pass. So by speaking the word of God that God spoke, commits God to have it perform. That's why I said my work can never return void. It will prosper. And it will accomplish. Amen. And so Jesus came, we know, to destroy the works of the devil. And by the blood of Jesus, we are saved. Correct. Amen. He came to destroy the works of the devil. The devil tried to get us all into hell. But Jesus came. The blood of Jesus saves us. He brings us salvation through His blood. There is no other way. John 14:6, Jesus said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. There is no other way to the Father but by me." Those are Jesus' words. And so He did that. Now in Revelation, He says, "And they overcame," these are the saints, "they overcame and conquered Him," that's the devil, "because of the blood of the Lamb." Salvation comes. Amen. You can't beat the devil without Jesus. I'm going to say that again. You cannot beat the devil without Jesus. If you could have beaten the devil without Jesus, then Jesus did not need to come and go through what he went through on the cross. Are you with me? So because we had no way, no chance, Jesus actually arranged and did it. Is that correct? So you can't fight the devil without Christ. You are no match for the devil on your own. But in Christ and Christ in me, greater is he that's in me than the devil that's in the world. And you can defeat every strategy, every plan, and every assignment he has against you, against your family, against your finances. You have the authority over that, and you can defeat him every single time. Now you might say, well, Pastor, I know people that are spirit-filled children of God, and yet they defeat it in so many different areas. Well, maybe they don't know what I'm teaching. We're a word of faith church. You need to understand. We are a word of faith church. We're spirit-filled. And we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. We're demon-stomping, tongue-talking children of the Most High God. That's who we are. We make no bones about it. We do not hide it. We do not get embarrassed about it. We are spiritual children of God, and we believe in the finished work of the cross. Not going to be finished. It is finished. The finished work of the cross has already got your healing, your peace, your joy, your prosperity, your freedom. It's all the protection. Everything is already yours. Ephesians 1:3 says we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, the people that you see that are Christians might not know what we're hearing in this church. Not all churches agree with what I say. But I go with what God says. And let me say this, if God said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or not, it's still settled. Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's just get that straight. So it says, they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word, the speaking, their testimony, their proclamation, their declaring, their prophetic declaration. That's how they overcame him. You've got to be saved and then you've got to speak. Like God spoke the worlds into existence. We know that the worlds are framed and held up by the word of God, it says in Hebrews, right? So we are created in his image and likeness, so we've got to do it the way he does it. Amen. Amen. And so God spoke it into existence, we speak it into existence. You've got to get this. I mean, and when you look at the word of their testimony, in a legal sense, it's evidence before a judge. That's the actual breakdown of evidence. The word testimony, in the legal sense, is evidence before a judge. Well, let me ask you, who is the judge of everything? God. God is in the Supreme Court. The actual Supreme Court is not in the earth. Did you know that? There is no Supreme Court in the earth. There are courts in the earth, under courts, but there's one Supreme Court, and that's in heaven, and God is on the throne. And he is the judge of the quick and the dead. Come on, are you with us now? And so when I make a declaration, I am actually releasing legal evidence before the judge that I believe his word by saying, I'm healed. Why can I say I'm healed? Because he said you're healed. In how many places he's told you you're healed? So the judge is watching over his word to perform it when you speak it out of your mouth. You're not going anywhere without proclaiming it. And that is why many people are not seeing the fruits and the results that they want, because they don't know how to release faithful words into the air and the atmosphere to change their lives, to change their situation. Now, this works for anybody. Doesn't matter which country you come from. Doesn't matter if you're a legal alien or an illegal alien. I'm not an alien. Aliens come from space and Mars. I'm a legal human being, but I happen to be a pilgrim passing through the earth. That's who we are. Don't call me an illegal alien. Don't call me an alien. I don't like that. They're small green things with big heads. Aren't they? Amen. And someone said, God will meet you at the point of your decree. Listen, write that down. God will meet you at the point of your declaration or your decree or your prophetic pronouncement. You see, you've got to understand that you have creative ability on the inside of you. You've got a manufacturing plant on the inside of you. And you can manufacture your future. Praise God. Now watch here. According to John 1 verse 1, which says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Who's that talking about? We're talking about Jesus. Well, if Jesus is the Word, and I've got Jesus, who happens to be God, can we all agree with that? Yes. Amen. So if I've got God, I've got the Word. And if I've got the Word, I've got God. Yes. And what can stop God? If I've got God, I've got the Word. And if I've got the Word, I've got God. And what can stop God? Nothing. Only you. You can stop God by how? By your unbelief. By not releasing and giving God an option and an opportunity to go and see that His Word is performed. You haven't said anything about it, so He can't get it to perform. Now, you may say some things about it. Now, the devil's got a curse going on. But we're redeemed from that curse. Galatians 3:13 says, I'm redeemed from the curse, right? But the devil and the world can speak curses over you. How many of you know that? And they can bring all these incantations and all that kind of stuff and try to bejubi you and whatever they call it. And they try to get you right. But your faithful words released out of your mouth are way more powerful than the devil. When Jesus got into the boat and the system that the devil rose up to destroy them, remember that? That was a system He created. It's a system that He creates. Jesus looked up at that thing and said, peace be still, and boom. Amen. Your words are more creative than the devil's words. Amen. And you have the authority over the devil. Amen. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I have creative words coming out of my spirit. And my words, full of faith, are stronger than the devil's every time.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department.